flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. Once again, it's me. I'm your host, Rich Orris, here for the next hour to help you with all your home's needs. Any questions you may have about your home, give me a call today, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And today, I got a lot going on. I have a very special guest with me today, the manager of our Right Bath and Right Kitchen division. We will be talking about the kitchen and bath processes from the first meeting to the build. What can you expect from start to finish? We'll have all the answers today. And if you have any questions about kitchens and bathrooms, today is the day. Feel free to give us a call. 314-241-9797. Also, today's hack is things that most homeowners aren't doing but really need to. So find out what you should be doing to your home at the midpoint of the show. And with today's guest, I'm just really excited to have Julie Giljam on with me today because, you know, like me, Julie has held a ton of positions here at Mosby, has been here for a long time, like a staple around the office. Everyone loves and knows Julie around there. She's done everything. She knows everything about the kitchen and bath industry. So, again, one more time, if you have any kitchen and bath questions, today is the day to get them in. Let's talk about it today, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I can't wait to get this thing going. So let's get Julie on the line here with me. Julie, are you with me?
Hello, Rich. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. It's nice, hot, summer, sunny day.
Yes, I haven't been out yet, but I've heard that it is really warm today. And so can't wait to get out there and soak in some sun on such a beautiful day. And I want to thank you for, you know, taking time out of your Saturday to jump in here with me, join in, and have a little fun on the radio. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I always love coming and being a guest on your show. It's a lot of fun. I love kitchens and bathrooms, and you can ask a lot of my friends. I become a nerd and talk about them all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of, you know, where I really wanted to kind of start off with you today to help people kind of get to know you and your background and everything is just kind of your history at Mosby. You know, like mine, you've done a lot of different things. Actually started in client services and went through drafting and designing and all of this. So can you kind of just explain that history? And how long have you been with Mosby?
It will be 13 years in August that I've
awesome.
Been with Mosby. Yes. So, yeah, like you had mentioned earlier, I am a staple with Mosby.
Yeah.
love the company and, I mean, love the growth that everybody has had there. But, yeah, really, I mean, I started, you know, back in 2007 answering phones in the client service department, answering phones, scheduling appointments, helping the consultants out with, you know, basically whatever they need, and worked my way up from there. And I'm so glad I had that opportunity to start from, like, the front door, I guess you could say, all the way
yeah.
through. Because it just made me, you know, understanding everything much better. But from client services, I went to drafting. My undergrad is in interior design, so that's kind of where I wanted to go, was drafting and becoming a designer. So kind of drafting, making sure I understand, you know, the CAD standards and construction, how everything's put together. And then worked my way to becoming a designer with Mosby. And then in about 2013... we started WriteBath. So they offered me to kind of be the head designer and head person, kind of working through how we wanted to build that division. And from there, it grew, and now I'm the manager of it. And we started Wright Kitchen in 2018, and it's been wonderful. And just seeing where everybody's gone, and I'm not the only one that has grown with Mosby and have worked in several positions, so it's great.
Yeah, and, you know, it is super exciting that I really, you know, being here for so long, seeing the growth and the changes and everything that we've gone through is really just, it's such a great experience, you know, being mm-hmm. here. And not just, you know, we're always reviewing and changing and working on things to make things better for, you know, the clients, but the focus that we've really, as we've grown, of doing the same thing for the employees and, you know, all of our, what we call internal clients, everyone we work with and deal with and all of that, it, you know, there's really been a huge focus on that also to make it even better than, you know, for the clients. So I love, you know, the hiring within, the putting the, you know, getting right people in the right places. So kind of like you, you know, I've started out as a project manager, you know, on the field mm-hmm. side, working through, did some ordering and purchasing stuff for a while and helping, like, make sure things were going to work and fit and got ordered correctly, and then worked into the consulting thing. So it's really been, you know, pretty nice and neat and exciting to find such a wonderful place to call home and extended family and, you know, make a career out of it instead of just a job.
Oh, you know? 100%. I mean, and it really shows, I think, our clients see how happy our employees are at Mosby. And, you know, when you do get the right person in the right seat on the bus, I guess you could say, and, you know, it makes a world of difference because it outpours from us, and it makes us want to be doing the right thing for our clients, and it really helps put our clients first, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And building those relationships, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've talked a lot about what we do, how we handle the clients. I actually had a client on the air for the first time, which was really, really, really cool. I want to thank John again for that. But really just explaining how that process is and really how much effort we put into it and how good it truly is. It really is a really huge difference. And, you know, with the client outreach program that we did, you know, because of the COVID and going back in mailing letters and sending emails and videos and talking with our past clients about, you know, performing any work, getting some discounts, things like that. We just want to keep our family here and working and employed and everything. I mean, the response to that has been absolutely incredible for me. But the thing that I really love the most is I've actually had three or four different clients contact me, either calling or email, to just say they didn't even have any work they needed done. They just wanted to say, how are you guys doing? Is it going okay? Is everybody still employed? Do you know, a couple of them even named names, like, is Doug okay back to work? What's happening? And I'm just like, wow, that's amazing, you know, that they're even just caring enough and really just wanting to make sure, you know, it's like checking on a friend, you know, like, wow, I just want to make sure everything is okay. I don't need nothing right now. I just wanted to check in with you guys and see how it is and all of that. So it's just a great thing for clients and employees across the board. So I think we're going to get into our first break here. And when we get back, we can have a lot of this bathroom kitchen stuff to talk about our processes and all that. We've got a couple phone calls on the line. So if Bob and Brian can hang on the line through the break, we'll start with your phone calls when we get back from the break. All right, we are back and we are cruising through this, having fun. I got Julie Giljam on the line with me, Mosby Right Bath Right Kitchen manager. We've got a lot of things going. Got a couple callers we're going to get into, but I did want to invite everybody. You know, we can take calls today. If you got any kitchen and bath questions with Julie here, feel free to give us a shout. Anything else about the house, feel free to give us a call. That number, 314-241-9797. So let's get right into the first call with Brian has a question for us. Are you on the line there, Brian?
Oh, yes, sir. Hello, Rich.
Hey, thanks for calling. I can hear you well. What do you got going on for us?
Yes, sir. Yes, Rich, this is your high school classmate calling. It may interest you to know that we graduated together, that we walked the stage 31 years ago today. I just thought I might mention that.
Ah, you know what's funny, too, that I hadn't said anything about and I really wasn't necessarily planning on, but it's funny that that was today because it was actually my 18th birthday. I was kind of younger, and that day, so today is my birthday. So if anybody cares to do the math, maybe I just got my age out there. But yeah,
birthday,
so
Rich.
Another reason to have a great day, right? And hey, you know, I appreciate that very much, and the call too. What do you have going on?
Well, I live in an apartment, and there's something wrong with my commode. I flush it. I have to flush it now about three times before it stops running, and it's supposed to stop running about a minute later, and it just won't stop running. And I just have to flush it repeatedly, and it just won't stop doing that. Do you know what the problem is, please?
Oh, yeah. So my first guess at that would be that the stopper that when you flush the toilet, you know, isn't going back into place correctly. So basically it's, as it's trying to fill the tank, it, more than likely it's letting water leak around that stopper, and back into the toilet bowl. And of course it's almost like it's still the flushing system because, you know, the way that trap works, if it keeps filling up the bowl, it will keep letting the water down the drain. So the bowl won't overflow, but it will either take very, very long to fill that tank, and what will happen is after about 3 or 4 minutes, it may shut off, and then as the water lowers again, it'll kick back on and start to fill again. And when you keep flushing it, you kind of reposition that stopper down on there till probably you finally get like a good fit. So it is probably more than likely time to kind of rebuild the inside of that tank and replace that mechanism that connects the bowl to the tank and where the stopper locks in on, because it could just be wear too. Even if you can try a new stopper, just the rubber stopper, finding the same one and see if that helps. But sometimes the actual plastic starts to wear over years too. And even the new stoppers don't really fix it 100%. And replacing the whole mechanism is what's more than likely going to completely take care of it for you.
I see. I really appreciate that.
Hey, and, no problem. And hey, I appreciate the call. Go Comets, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And very quickly, by the way, let me try to be quick. I do have our entire graduation ceremony on video if you care to have a copy.
Do you really?
I do.
Man, we had a big class too. I would absolutely love to have a copy of that. I think that
certainly
would be, do you have it digitally? Like digital?
It's on DVD. Yes, sir.
Oh, it's on DVD. Yeah.
You can see yourself getting your diploma.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool, because there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, cameras and recording, and not everybody had a, you know, there wasn't a camera in every hand, you know, back then.
Exactly.
We grew up a little differently than most. I try and tell that to my kids all the time, how different everything was without all that social media and having to actually be in front of people. You know, it was definitely
exactly
a different time.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I think that would be awesome. And I tell you what, if you want to call, you know, look up Mosby Building Arts, and if you can call there, or, you know, they can get you my information or email, you know, anything like that, and you know, maybe even just mail the DVD there to my attention if you have an extra copy. That would be fabulous.
Fantastic.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Brian. I got to move on, but hey, that was awesome.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, certainly.
All right. Hey, let's get Bob on the line. He actually has a bath tile question, I think. Maybe we get Julie involved with this one. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Really good. My question is that I would like to, I've got a tile tub area now, but is it those shells that you put over, whatever, it's all one piece? Are those more efficient than retiling, or what would you or Julie think?
So you're thinking on the walls, like just the one piece kind of onyx stuff?
Right, Julie.
You want to talk about some of the advantages of that onyx material versus tile?
Yeah. So you have a tile shower now. Are you looking at going over the existing tile, or are you looking at taking that portion out and starting from scratch?
Well, that was another question. Should you take the tile off if you put one of those inserts in?
Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk about that first. So we are opponent of removing the tile that's there and going back with new. And the main reason for that is when you start going over existing items, you can cause future issues where if there is a water leak in the future, or if it's not quite installed right, you can get moisture in between that solid unit and the existing tile that was there. So you can get mold and, you know, more water issues when you go over items. So that's so we recommend taking it all out and kind of putting up the moisture resistant drywall and going back with whatever material you want.
So either or, you're going to take the tile off. That sounds
correct.
Good. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Amen. That is the truth.
And then, I mean, So looking at tile versus like a solid surface type of material, and what Rich had mentioned earlier was the Onyx collection, which is a man-made resin type of material. Those are solid sheets. So you got three panels for, you know, the alcove tub area that, you know, goes in over the moisture resistant drywall. So you have very few seams. You've got the seams in the corner and then at that tub area. That's great for one, easy installation, easy maintenance. It is, you know, it's not like scrubbing grout lines right. Between the tile. You are, you know, kind of limited on the looks. They do have some where it looks like a subway tile or some other things, but you are somewhat limited versus going with tile. You do have the grout lines. You do get to, you know, pick that color. Is it contrast color? Is it the same color? And then tile again, tons of different, you know, type options. If it's subway tile, if it's 12 by 24, if it's, you know, mosaic tile.
Hey, Julie, I gotta interrupt real quick. We got to get into our hard break halfway through the show. But okay. When we come back, we'll touch a little bit on that maintenance issues between, you know, the easier maintenance on the walls and more maintenance on the tile. So, Bob, if you want to stay there and listen in, we
you know
can
what,
touch
can I
on some of those
real
issues.
Quick, Rich? Just one thing
yeah,
real
that?
Quick. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. This is your cousin Bob from Chicago.
Oh, hey,
I
Bob.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday. We should have been in Florida, so...
We should have been in Florida. So, all right, I appreciate it. We're going to get into our break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. We are halfway through the show. We all know what that means. Rich is right at home with Hack. And my thought today was out of sight, out of mind. So things that most of us just don't think about doing. So I thought I would help remind everyone of some cleaning and home maintenance chores that really should be doing around the house. But most of us, you just really don't think about it, don't see it all the time, or it's hidden. And one of my biggest ones is cleaning inside the dryer and the dryer vent. So, you know, you get that lint buildup inside the dryer cabinet. That causes about 15,000 fires every single year. That lint, you know, escapes around the dryer drum. It falls into the cabinet. After years of that, you get a lot of buildup, especially if you've got a clogged vent and the airflow is restricted, then even more and more will leak out. So another kind of hidden item is your faucet aerators. Cleaning them off, take them off your kitchen bath faucet. If your water's slowing down or anything, it starts to get clogged, clean them out and keep your water flowing well. Cleaning the bath fan, the exhaust fan, I'm talking on the ceiling. So the dust, the moisture, the humidity all combined really cakes that stuff up, kind of like the inside of that dryer. So taking that cover off, cleaning that off, cleaning out the fan, the blades, everything you can get to, blowing some air through it. If you can pressurize some air is a good thing to do. Another kind of hidden thing that a lot of people don't think about is washing your trash cans. You know, you put everything into a bag and you think, well, it's clean in there. It doesn't look, nothing leaked or anything, but you can still get just germs and all that other stuff in there. So cleaning it out, spraying it with some disinfectant like once a month is a really, really great idea. Here's a super hidden one. I talk all the time about proper attic ventilation, saving the life of your roof. Well, blowing out your soffit vents, so those low vents, you know, under the gutters, around your house, taking like an air compressor and blowing those things clear, making sure insulation, things like that didn't fall down onto them in there, or wasp nests, just keeping them going is a great thing to do. And my last and favorite final one is cleaning the weep holes on your windows. So, you know, a lot of windows now, especially vinyl windows, have those little weep holes at the bottom. Over years of, you know, cleaning and getting dirt in the track and everything happened there, on the outside bottom edge of that window is usually two little weep holes you can lift up. You can spray that out with that air compressor again. get that really cleaned out to make sure that water actually streams out in rain and everything. And, you know, this is some of my favorite stuff to touch on and talk about, but, you know, there was actually a list of 51 of these items. So if you're looking for more information on these hacks, you can find it from Family Handyman. When I put my post up on Facebook and Twitter, you can go there, you can find the links, you can find more information on all of these things that we all should be doing around our home. Just look me up, Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, or at Rich Orris for Twitter. It'll be posted later this week, and I want to invite everybody from Facebook to join in on the rest of the conversation today on 97.1 FM. Tune in, check us out, or call in, and if you have any questions, 314-241-9797. Get in on the conversation. So for now, I'm going to get back to Julie here and kind of finish up and touch a little more. I want to touch more on, you know, Bob's question with that tile versus that wall panel, because we do a lot of those Onyx wall panels, and it's really easy to clean, less maintenance. So Julie, can you kind of touch on what's the maintenance with those Onyx panels versus the tile?
I mean, the maintenance is kind of wonderful. I mean, when you have tile, you know, you have the grout lines, and depending on if you have smaller tile versus larger tile could determine how many grout line you have. Like, I have a subway tile bathroom, so, you know, grabbing my toothbrush to clean those grout lines, sometimes it's not as fun as it looks. Let's just say that. But with Onyx, With the solid panels, you know, there is no grout lines. There really is just, you know, some caulk seams in the corners and stuff like that. So after you get done, you know, taking a shower, you kind of just wipe it down, done. You know, you can take a squeezy to get the water off of it. And then really with that product, we kind of recommend just using white vinegar and a water mix to clean it and disinfect it, you know, with the soap. You know, white vinegar is great to get rid of the soap scum and different things like that, that the water just produces, you know, naturally. So it's a wonderful, you know, product. I know we use it a lot in kids' bathrooms and older people's bathrooms that, you know, like, they're done with the cleaning. They did that, you know, when they were younger and were done. Or let's be real, kids, they don't always wipe down that shower after they use it. So, you know, having something easy to, you know, clean for them is great. And a lot of our clients and homeowners, they like the ease of it. It's not spending an hour in the bathroom cleaning anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tell everybody when we go to this product, and everybody really likes it for that, you know, easy clean, less maintenance, caulk in the corners is, you know, not a horrible thing to do 5-10 years down the road to keep it nice and clean. But, you know, I'm always advising, if you take that, if you have a squeegee, and when you go to get out of that shower, if you squeegee those walls straight down to the floor or the bathtub, that it will absolutely stay so clean, so perfect, you really won't even believe how easy that is. And but it's hard habit to get into, you know, for people to get used to. We're all in a hurry, we're all on the go, we're always running, you know, and but it really doesn't take that long, and it saves so much, you know, in the future. And you know, the one bathroom that I actually had you helping me figure out the price on that Onyx the other day, and we're literally taking out cappuccino and we're putting back in cappuccino Onyx is what they want to do. The Onyx in that place is in very, very good condition, but the shower door, the shower valve, they want to change the shower valve. There's no way to the backside of that valve. So we've just kind of decided, you know, the everything around the door, the finish of the door, the things going on with that stuff, it's about 20 years old. They're having problems with other finishes and things. But that Onyx, they use that squeegee, and that Onyx looks perfect. It'd be great if we could salvage it, but I'm telling you, they break all the time when you're trying to take them down. They're glued on there. It's very hard to get them down and back up, and with about a 6-week lead time, you don't want to try it and then not have a shower for like 2 months because you cracked that panel trying to get it off. But yeah, it's amazing how good that is, you know, how good mm-hmm. that Onyx looks. I'm like, I feel horrible. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to take that out, you know, like, but, so they're like, yeah, let's just freshen up the whole shower. That way we know we'll get another 20 years out of it. It'll still look good, and we'll be able to sell the place after that. So it's a really, really great product. So, but talking about, you know, the bathrooms, the processes, what I'd like to touch on real quick is just kind of that right kitchen, right bath process. You know, what can clients really expect, like from the first appointment, kind of through, you know, getting this project built with us, you know, what are the expectations through there and what are we trying to do? Because we've really simplified the process and I absolutely love it. Can you kind of touch on that for everybody?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, really the reason why we started the Right Kitchen and Bath Division was more of we were seeing a lot of people that they liked the layout of their kitchen. They liked the layout of the bathroom. There wasn't much to...
All right, we are back. We are halfway through the show. We all know what that means. Rich is right at home with Hack. And my thought today was out of sight, out of mind. So things that most of us just don't think about doing. So I thought I would help remind everyone of some cleaning and home maintenance chores that really should be doing around the house. But most of us, you just really don't think about it, don't see it all the time, or it's hidden. And one of my biggest ones is cleaning inside the dryer and the dryer vent. So, you know, you get that lint buildup inside the dryer cabinet. That causes about 15,000 fires every single year. That lint, you know, escapes around the dryer drum. It falls into the cabinet. After years of that, you get a lot of buildup, especially if you've got a clogged vent and the airflow is restricted, then even more and more will leak out. So another kind of hidden item is your faucet aerators. Cleaning them off, take them off your kitchen bath faucet. If your water is slowing down or anything, it starts to get clogged, clean them out and keep your water flowing well. Cleaning the bath fan, the exhaust fan, I'm talking on the ceiling. So the dust, the moisture, the humidity all combined really cakes that stuff up, kind of like the inside of that dryer. So taking that cover off, cleaning that off, cleaning out the fan, the blades, everything you can get to, blowing some air through it. If you can pressurize some air, is a good thing to do. Another kind of hidden thing that a lot of people don't think about is washing your trash cans. You know, you put everything into a bag and you think, well, it's clean in there. It doesn't look, nothing leaked or anything, but you can still get just germs and all that other stuff in there. So cleaning it out, spraying it with some disinfectant like once a month is a really, really great idea. Here's a super hidden one. I talk all the time about proper attic ventilation, saving the life of your roof. Well, blowing out your soffit vents, so those low vents, you know, under the gutters around your house, taking like an air compressor and blowing those things clear, making sure insulation, things like that, didn't fall down onto them in there, or wasp nests, just keeping them going is a great thing to do. And my last and favorite final one is cleaning the weep holes on your windows. So, you know, a lot of windows now, especially vinyl windows, have those little weep holes at the bottom. Over years of, you know, cleaning and getting dirt in the track and everything happened there, on the outside bottom edge of that window is usually two little weep holes you can lift up. You can spray that out with that air compressor again. get that really cleaned out to make sure that water actually streams out in rain and everything. And, you know, this is some of my favorite stuff to touch on and talk about, but, you know, there was actually a list of 51 of these items. So if you're looking for more information on these hacks, you can find it from Family Handyman. When I put my post up on Facebook and Twitter, you can go there, you can find the links, you can find more information on all of these things that we all should be doing around our home. Just look me up, Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, or at Rich Orris for Twitter. It'll be posted later this week, and I want to invite everybody from Facebook to join in on the rest of the conversation today on 97.1 FM. Tune in, check us out, or call in, and if you have any questions, 314-241-9797, get in on the conversation. So for now, I'm going to get back to Julie here and kind of finish up and touch a little more. I want to touch more on, you know, Bob's question with that tile versus that wall panel, because we do a lot of those Onyx wall panels, and it's really easy to clean, less maintenance. So Julie, can you kind of touch on what's the maintenance with those Onyx panels versus the tile?
I mean, the maintenance is kind of wonderful. I mean, when you have tile, you know, you have the grout lines, and depending on if you have smaller tile versus larger tile could determine how many grout line you have. Like, I have a subway tile bathroom, so, you know, grabbing my toothbrush to clean those grout lines, sometimes it's not as fun as it looks. Let's just say that. But with the Onyx, with the solid panels, you know, there is no grout lines. There really is just, you know, some caulk seams in the corners and stuff like that. So after you get done, you know, taking a shower, you kind of just wipe it down, done. You know, you can take a squeezy to get the water off of it. And then really with that product, we kind of recommend just using white vinegar and a water mix to clean it and disinfect it, you know, with the soap. White vinegar is great to get rid of the soap scum and different things like that, that the water just produces, you know, naturally. So it's a wonderful, you know, product. I know we use it a lot in kids' bathrooms and older people's bathrooms that, you know, like, they're done with the cleaning. They did that, you know, when they were younger and were done. Or let's be real, kids, they don't always wipe down that shower after they use it. So, having something easy to, you know, clean for them is great. And a lot of our clients and homeowners, they like the ease of it. It's not spending an hour in the bathroom cleaning anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tell everybody when we go to this product, and everybody really likes it for that, you know, easy clean, less maintenance, caulk in the corners is, you know, not a horrible thing to do 5-10 years down the road to keep it nice and clean. But, you know, I'm always advising, if you take that, if you have a squeegee, and when you go to get out of that shower, if you squeegee those walls straight down to the floor or the bathtub, that it will absolutely stay so clean, so perfect, you really won't even believe how easy that is. But it's hard habit to get into, you know, for people to get used to. We're all in a hurry, we're all on the go, we're always running, you know, but it really doesn't take that long, and it saves so much, you know, in the future. And you know, the one bathroom that I actually had you helping me figure out the price on that Onyx the other day, and we're literally taking out cappuccino and we're putting back in cappuccino Onyx is what they want to do. The Onyx in that place is in very, very good condition, but the shower door, the shower valve, they want to change the shower valve. There's no way to the backside of that valve. So we've just kind of decided, you know, everything around the door, the finish of the door, the things going on with that stuff. It's about 20 years old. They're having problems with other finishes and things. But that Onyx, they use that squeegee, and that Onyx looks perfect. It'd be great if we could salvage it, but I'm telling you, they break all the time when you're trying to take them down. They're glued on there. It's very hard to get them down and back up, and with about a six-week lead time, you don't want to try it and then not have a shower for like 2 months because you cracked that panel trying to get it off. But yeah, it's amazing how good that is, you know, how good that Onyx looks. I'm like, I feel horrible. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to take that out, you know, like, but, so they're like, yeah, let's just freshen up the whole shower. That way we know we'll get another 20 years out of it. It'll still look good, and we'll be able to sell the place after that. So it's a really, really great product. So, but talking about, you know, the bathrooms, the processes, what I'd like to touch on real quick is just kind of that right kitchen, right bath process. You know, what can clients really expect, like, from the first appointment kind of through, you know, getting this project built with us? You know, what are the expectations through there, and what are we trying to do? Because we've really simplified the process, and I absolutely love it. Can you kind of touch on that for everybody?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, really, the reason why we started the Right Kitchen and Bath Division was more of, we were seeing a lot of people that they liked the layout of their kitchen. They liked the layout of the bathroom. There wasn't much to move, or there was limited space on how you can move things around. So there was no need to, like, start from scratch on where do we want the sink? Where do we want the fridge? So that's where we came up with the right kitchen and bath. So where it's like pull and replace. Things aren't moving dramatically. They're staying in about the same location. And, you know, so we, you know, have dedicated crews that's all they do, so that construction side goes quick. And then we decided that we started seeing a trend where a lot of the clients were picking about the same type of style, with cabinet doors and faucets and sinks and appliances. So we kind of narrowed down what their selections was, because when you get to a lot of selections and there's, you know, it pretty much is endless, it can be overwhelming. And, you know, we want to make the clients at ease and not it be so stressful and too many decisions. So narrowing down kind of what it is, you know, makes that decision better. And, you know, we guarantee, you know, the pricing we get and those things like that is just real quick. It's simple. We have an estimating system that typically the consultants can do that on the first appointment, be able to get at least a really close range of what that, you know, remodel is going to cost you. So those are really, you know, the top ones that we do, and, you know, continue on with it.
Yeah. You know, and I remember, you know, I was actually there as we were developing all this and out trying to, you know, sell them and do it and work with clients on it. And I remember the hardships prior to all of this with simple bathroom or kitchen, you know, projects, where, you know, I'm literally out there and I'm going, well, we need a designer. Well, what for? Well, I need drawings. Well, but I don't need drawings. The client didn't need drawings, but we're going to need some sort of drawing to tell the municipality what we're doing. So I have to have some level of, this is, you know, we're pulling and replacing, we're doing this. And then, you know, and then selections. It was, like you said, it's endless. There's so many selections. So people would be, they'd come up to me and say, well, what does a bathroom cost? And I'd go, well, you know, I had a bathroom the other day and the tub was $6,000.
Delivered. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't even installed. That was like the cost of the tub. Now, you can go to Home Depot and you can buy a steel tub off a thing for $400 or something, or you can get, so I have to figure out, what am I putting in there? So yeah, this system has really simplified it in getting through that and sped it up and made it easy for, not just for me, but for the clients too, to be able to say, yep, this is all awesome. This is what I like. Don't show me, all this stuff. Show me three or four things and let me choose, and I can make quick, easy decisions. So
it's time consuming on the client to go and do all the selections, when you don't have it narrowed down. So sometimes the clients don't always have that time where they can spend 3 hours each week to finalize what they want. So really being able to help the client with their time management as well, because they have busy lives just like we do. So that was really the goal for a lot of these processes, was to make it easy and stress-free and better time management for the client.
Yeah, and I think it is absolutely successfully done that. So we're going to get into our final break here, but when we come back, I want to touch on that new selections process, the website, and some of this, couple other things we were kind of starting to get into that really makes it easier for the client. We're always working through that. So we're working through that electronically and everything also, in this day and age. So we'll get into some of that. And if you have a quick question at the end of the show for us, feel free to try and give us a call, 314-241-9797. And we'll be right back. All right. We are back. Final segment of the show. Got Julie Giljam of Right Bath, Right Kitchen with me today, talking all kitchens and bath, talking about the processes, how easy it is to get through it. We've got about 8 minutes here, so if someone wants to squeak in a call, we will be around, 314-241-9797. But let's touch, Julie, on the new website with the selections thing, because it's like, didn't think in the back of my mind that it could get any easier, and yet now it has gotten even easier, which is, you got to love all the technology, electronics, all the stuff going on, and we're really getting into that and taking advantage of that. So can you explain what that process is now?
Yeah, I mean, basically what we decided, and this was kind of probably back last fall and into early winter, we decided that, let's send our selections to our clients before we even meet with them. Let's keep them engaged and keep them excited about a remodel, and let them tell us, kind of the style that they like and what they want to a certain extent. So we ended up creating our selections website, that when the client calls in and schedules an appointment, then we will email them with a link to the website. It's brand new. I mean, we just released this, about a month ago or so. So we're still making changes. We're still working on it. But we wanted to get it out to homeowners, especially with the unfortunate pandemic and not always being able to go to people's homes, that they can do their selections and at their convenience, at their time, and don't feel stressed during the first appointment or during a selections meeting, that really they can take time to do it. We have the faucets that we use on a regular basis. We have our towel bars, our sinks, our shower doors, so our vanity doors and vanity colors that we use. So that way when the consultant shows up to the home for that first appointment, we kind of have a better idea of what type of style they want, what type of finish they want, because chrome versus gold or, black faucet, there is a little bit of a cost difference. So it prepares the consultant to have a much better conversation with the client from what they've chosen during that appointment, to really be able to give them a better accurate idea of what can be done and where pricing is going, because that's always a touchy subject with anyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, it's great to have those conversations, in that first meeting up front, and make sure everybody's, on the same page and heading down the same track. But to the advantage of actually even knowing, possibly knowing the selections before we even get there, if somebody did, take the time and do that before we got there, then we get to see it. And we can say, yeah, I plugged everything you chose in, and this is really where we're at, and it's great to narrow down, that price range that you're kind of telling people, because they can have such a sway, on projects, mm-hmm. that people are like, yeah, well, if there's a $5,000 range, well, yeah, is it the low or the high could mean a lot. It could mean a big difference. So it's right. Great to be able to even narrow that down up front if we can. It's really awesome. So super exciting.
All of our consultants, before they get out there, they can log into the backside of the website to see if the client has done it or not. So it does. It works well, and it's even really great for those clients where it's like, I want to have this, project done as soon as it can be. So let's do this versus scheduling out a week or two to do selections. That just pushes the time of the construction out further. So really being able to be efficient and, keeping the client, excited about it too. I mean, that's always fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what is the best ways that clients, if they're hearing this and they're thinking, you know what, I do want to check that out. That sounds like a great program. What's the best way for them to get a hold of us and get their information and everything and get something set up?
I mean, really, it's call our office. Call the main line. It's 314-909-1820. You will be talking to most likely Todd or Stacy. In our client services department, and they'll be happy to talk to you further about that and be able to send you a link and login information to start seeing what your options are and where things are going.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to take advantage of that in your own time, kind of like we were talking about on the selections, you can also go to our website, callmosby.com, look at some of the stuff there. And you can do an online submission right there. So, yeah, you could do this in the middle of the night or whatever. And, do it at your own time, your own pace. And we'll get back with you and get something set up and get things figured out for you. So, really, really great system. So, we only got about a minute and a half. But I did want to touch on the next thing that we're kind of doing, just to give people a teaser. It's probably going to take a while, but we're constantly looking at, how do we make life easier for everybody, for like I said, our employees, the clients, and doing the new, we're working on a new client portal with our whole computer system for all the clients to be able to have their own access in and get to their information. And I have clients, especially during this COVID thing, where a lot of this has been video meetings and, stuff on the phone. And they're like, oh, I had one client that she's like, all my paperwork's upstairs and I can't get to it because I don't want to go upstairs while the guys are working and everything. This was in the heat of it. She was trying to stay in the basement. And so I was emailing her documents so she could see them and we could talk about it and review it, when she could have just went straight into her portal and, get to all that information. And, how cool is that going to be? That's probably going to be a little while before it's 100% up and running, but we're working on it. So
yeah, we're hoping by the end of the year it's 100%, and hopefully sooner than that we'll at least start using most of the features to it. So much better communication with the client and much more transparency with the client as well. So it just makes it even easier to know what's going on.
Yep. All right, Julie, we got to run, but hey, I appreciate you coming on with me today, and I appreciate everything you do around work, making my life easier as a consultant out there, working with everybody, and just helping everybody out. So thanks for tuning in, everybody out there. Thanks for the phone calls, my cousin and my high school friend, and I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week. All right, we are back. Final segment of the show. Got Julie Giljam of Right Bath, Right Kitchen with me today, talking all kitchens and bath, talking about the processes, how easy it is to get through it. We've got about 8 minutes here, so if someone wants to squeak in a call, we will be around, 314-241-9797. But let's touch, Julie, on the new website with the selections thing, because it's like, I didn't know that, it, I just didn't think in the back of my mind that it could get any easier, and yet now it has gotten even easier, which is, you got to love all the technology, electronics, all the stuff going on, and we're really getting into that and taking advantage of that. So can you explain what that process is now?
Yeah, I mean, basically what we decided, and this was kind of probably back last fall and into early winter, we decided that, you know, let's send our selections to our clients before we even meet with them. Let's keep them engaged and keep them excited about a remodel, and let them tell us, you know, kind of the style that they like and what they want to a certain extent. So we ended up creating our selections website, that when the client calls in and schedules an appointment, then we will email them with a link to the website. It's brand new. I mean, we just released this, about a month ago or so.
Yeah.
So we're still making changes. We're still working on it. But we wanted to get it out to homeowners, especially with the unfortunate pandemic and not always being able to go to people's homes, that they can do their selections and at their convenience, at their time, and don't feel stressed during the first appointment or during a selections meeting, that really they can take time to do it. We have, you know, the faucets that we use on a regular basis. We have our towel bars, you know, our sinks, our shower doors, so our vanity doors and vanity colors that we use. So that way when the consultant shows up to the home for that first appointment, we kind of have a better idea of what type of style they want, what type of finish they want, because chrome versus gold or, you know, black faucet, there is a little bit of a cost difference. So it prepares the consultant to have a much better conversation with the client from what they've chosen during that appointment, to really be able to give them a better accurate idea of what can be done and where pricing's going, because that's always a touchy subject with anyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great to have those conversations up, you know, in that first meeting up front, and make sure everybody's, you know, on the same page and heading down the same track. But to the advantage of actually even knowing, you know, possibly knowing the selections before we even get there, if somebody did, you know, take the time and do that before we got there, then we get to see it. And we can say, yeah, I plugged everything you chose in, and, you know, this is really where we're at, you know, and it's great to narrow down, you know, that price range that you're kind of telling people, because they can have such a sway, you know, on projects, that people are like, yeah, well, if there's a $5,000 range, well, yeah, is it the low or the high? Could mean a lot. It could mean a big difference. So it's great to be able to even narrow that down up front if we can. It's really awesome. So super exciting.
All of our consultants, before they get out there, they can log into the backside of the website to see if the client has done it or not. So it does. It, you know, it works well, and it's even really great for those clients where it's like, I want to have this, you know, project done as soon as it can be. So let's do this, versus, you know, scheduling out a week or two to do selections. That just pushes the time of the construction out further. So really being able to be efficient and, you know, keeping the client, you know, excited about it too. I mean, that's always fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what is the best ways that clients, if they're hearing this and they're thinking, you know what, I do want to check that out, that sounds like a great program, what's the best way for them to get a hold of us and get their information in and everything and get something set up?
I mean, really, it's call our office. Call the main line. It's 314-909-1820. You will be talking to most likely Todd or Stacy in our client services department, and they'll be happy to talk to you further about that and be able to send you a link and login information to start seeing what your options are and where things are going.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to take advantage of that in your own time, kind of like we were talking about on the selections, you can also go to our website, callmosby.com, look at some of the stuff there. And you can do an online submission right there. So, yeah, you could do this in the middle of the night or whatever and, you know, do it at your own time, your own pace, and we'll get back with you and get something set up and get things figured out for you. So, really, really great system. So, we only got about a minute and a half, but I did want to touch on the next thing that we're kind of doing, just to give people a teaser. Is probably going to take a while, but we're constantly looking at how do we make life easier for everybody, for you know, like I said, our employees, the clients, and doing the new, we're working on a new client portal with our whole computer system for all the clients to be able to have their own access in and get to their information. And I have clients, especially during this COVID thing, where a lot of this has been video meetings and, you know, stuff on the phone. And they're like, oh, my, you know, I had one client that she's like, all my paperwork's upstairs and I can't get to it because I don't want to go upstairs while the guys are working and everything. She was really, this was in the heat of it. She was trying to stay in the basement. And so I was emailing her documents so she could see them and we could talk about it and review it, when she could have just went straight into her portal and, you know, get to all that information. And, you know, how cool is that going to be? That's probably going to be a little while before it's 100% up and running, but we're working on it. So
yeah, we're hoping by the end of the year it's 100%, and hopefully sooner than that we'll at least start using, you know, most of the features to it. So much better communication with the client and much more transparency with the client as well. So it just makes it even, you know, easier to know what's going on.
Yep. All right, Julie, we got to run, but hey, I appreciate you coming on with me today, and I appreciate everything you do around work, making my life easier as a consultant out there, working with everybody, and just helping everybody out. So thanks for tuning in, everybody out there. Thanks for the phone calls, my cousin and my high school friend, and I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.